Now, let me take this moment to introduce our first speaker, Russell Merritt. Russell, when he began printing when he was a teenager, began in the shadow of some of the great California printers. He met the widow of Adrian Wilson Joyce and was the first resident at the Press in Tuscany Alley after Adrian had passed. Russell and I had met when he attended a small anarchist college in San Francisco, and where I had planted a clandestine press in the basement, sort of anarcho-printing in the basement. And he took right to it. In fact, on the first time that he hit the printing press, he was being inventive with letter form by making experiments that drove me half mad. But then I discovered right away that he was right, and so he has continued in that process all along. He began printing in San Francisco as a teenager before apprenticing with Peter Koch in Berkeley and the Firefly Press in Somerville, Mass. Anyway, he set up his own press, the Center for the Book Arts, in New York in 1993 and has been printing and publishing ever since. The new addition in Russell's life, which I've seen flower, and one that is we've all seen flower, is his type design, his designing of typefaces, and his long now 12-year study of type design. And then we were also happy and proud to discover, you know, that one of us, you know, could be a Rome Prize winner. And so, you know, Susan and I, for instance, were so ecstatic that we moved in on him. We rushed over to Rome to the American Academy and hung out for a few weeks with him. And he's just been on a tremendous journey with typography and with probably some of the most exceptionally good craft printing I've ever laid eyes on. So, you know, between great, you know, joining the great tradition of type designers and a craft tradition, you know, that he pursues relentlessly, that's almost enough to get him going. So, Russell,